We're learning the laws of Birchos Hairos. We're on Siman Reish Ches. The Mechaber tells us that when it comes to the bracha of Al-Hamichya, also we discussed a little bit last time about some of the halachos. Maskirin ba me'ein ha'ma'ora b'shabas v'yom tov rosh chodesh avalo b'chanuk v'purim. Says that we insert, just as we do during Berachas HaMazon, we also acknowledge and recognize if in fact there is something unique and special about that particular day, such as if it's Shabbos, it's Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh. However, when it comes to Chanukah, as well as on Purim, we do not mention anything to acknowledge those days as far as the bracha of Al Hamichya. The Mishnah Berurah qualifies this and says that it's not only, let's say on Shabbos, a person who eats a piece of cake that you mention about Shabbos, but it's bein al mine mizonos, bein al hayayin, bi al peros aretz. If it's for, you have wine, you ate one of the five fruits that we discussed before, that would warrant this bracha achrona. Also, you would acknowledge the main hama'ora. Now, when exactly is this recited? So, hainu kodim she'omer ki ata Hashem tov b'meitiv. Yomer b'Shabbos, or it say v'hachlitzenu yom b'Shabbos azeh. On Shabbos, before the sentence, the last sentence of Ki Atah Hashem Tov Meitiv, you should recite the one sentence which acknowledges Shabbos, namely, or it say v'hachlitzenu yom b'Shabbos azeh. Now, not everyone agrees to this because if you would study the bracha achrona of which we're discussing now, it very much mirrors Berachas HaMazon for one who eats bread. Except it's much shorter. And therefore some feel that this sentence should actually be recited before the mentioning of Yerushalayim. But we do not paskin like that. V'yom tov omer v'zachrinu l'tova b'yom chag. Pliny zeh v'chein b'rosh chodesh yomer v'zachrinu l'tova b'yom rosh chodesh zeh. So we always mention all the different holidays. And not only that, the Piskei Tshuvos brings down that if, with regard to children or those who are sick, let's say they have to eat on Yom Kippur, and the bracha achrona is Al Hamichya, so yaskiru me'ein hama'ora bebirchasam. They should mention this special Yom Tov and say, quote, v'zachreinu l'tova b'yom ha'kippurim hazeh, and then continue with Ki Atah. So even though Yom Kippur you're not supposed to eat, but if you are allowed to eat, or you're supposed to eat, and you have to say a bracha achrona, then you in fact would also insert this this sentence to acknowledge that in fact it is Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yevet, however, the Mishnah Berurah continues and says that afilo hiskir me'ein hama'or yatsa. The truth is that although when it comes to, for example, on Shabbos, it's necessary to say Ritzay, Friday night you forget to say Ritzay, the halacha is you have to repeat the entire bench. That's the halacha. However, if let's say you ate, you washed, you benched on a Friday night, and then afterwards you decide to have a piece of cake, and then you say this bracha achrona of Al Hamichya, but you forget to say the words, or it say about Chesinu B'yom HaShabbos HaZeh, but Yevid, you have fulfilled your obligation, and you do not bench again. And the reason, as the Shar HaTzion brings down, according to the words of the Magen Avraham, is for two reasons. Kama Ta'amim B'zeh. Echad, first of all, Da'enu M'chuyev, he says the only time, this is a general rule, that a person would need to repeat something which was left out in benching is if you had an obligation to actually eat a seuda, a meal on that particular day. However, when it comes to Friday night, we're not talking about that you ate bread, we're talking about you ate a piece of cake in which presumably you already washed and ate and benched. So now that you ended up not saying this sentence in Al Hamichya, you are okay because you did not have an obligation to have to eat that snack. Furthermore, the kama poskim cholkim esfilhu dein tzarech lahaskir klal, quotes the words Beis Yosef as well as inferred from Yerushalmi, that there are some that say that you don't even have to add any of these things at all in Al Hamichya. It's only when it comes to benching is this done. Now, when it comes to the reason why, when it comes to Chanukah and Purim, that it's not mentioned, why we do not mention anything in Al Hamichya. However, of course, when it comes to Berachas HaMazon, we say
al hanisim. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us a reason. He says the ha filu be birchas hamazon in mechuyev lhaskir mitzad hadin rak mitzad min haga. The truth is that which we mention al hanisim in our benching for Chanukah and Purim, it's not something in which is absolutely necessary, but rather it was instituted as a minhag. Of course, one must uphold their customs. V'kan leka minhag klal al zeh. According to the Gra, he says this is something which there was just no custom which was ever established to add this in this particular in the al hamilcha, and therefore we don't mention anything about Purim or Chanukah. Some explain, Piskechubos does, that one basic idea is that when it comes to Purim and Chanukah, what distinguishes it from the other holidays that we mentioned, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, are all of those have a source from the Torah. They are Torah-bound. And therefore, when it comes to things which are Torah-bound, when it comes to Berachas HaMazon, we're going to require you to mention it. However, when it comes to Al-Milchin, which in itself is rabbinic, it's not a Torah obligation except to bench when you have eaten bread and you're satiated by eating bread, then it's a Torah obligation. However, when it comes to eating a slice of cake, having some grapes or whatever, in that situation, it's the whole bracha achrona is rabbinic in nature. So to institute something which is rabbinic in nature and then to attach to it something which is a derabbanan, that is not something which is done. So that's how some explain. Just to conclude, one last thought, even though we're actually in the middle of this sif, but the Piskei Tshuvos tells us that even though it's true that if a person would not mention, for example, Ritzei V'Achlitzin B'Yom HaShem Sazeh in Al-Milchia, however he says, V'im Nizkor Lifnei Shehizkir HaShem Shel Berchas Chasima Baruch Atah HaShem Yachzer V'Yomer Me'ena Ma'or Kiyato HaShem, etc. In other words, what he says is the only time is if you already finished Al-Milchia and you forgot to say that one insertion, that sentence of Ritzei V'Achlitzin B'Yom HaShem Sazeh. But however, let's say you skipped it, you just started saying Ki Atah Hashem Tov Amiti V'Chol V'Nod L'Cha, but you didn't yet get to the Baruch Atah and said Hashem's name, then you should go back and you should say it. However, and then you would continue from there. If you forget it completely, then as we said, B'di'eved, your Yotzi, you did not say the Baruch Achrona again.